I was married from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Thank you, right? That's what I think.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening and welcome to our Monday Night Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. New just tuning into us? Be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing all capital letters, Defender 7. Before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel, MeWe. Click on organization, scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. For tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate. And that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Under 7, we as a group, and especially Lorna and myself, are strong advocates for the missing worldwide. Too nervous and have some information on a missing person or a runaway, feel free to reach out to Lorna or myself. And we will see to it that the proper authorities get your info. And as it's always said, you know something, say something. Let's help bring them home. Bring closure to the families out there that are wondering where their loved ones are. Now, without further ado, allow me to bring in my sidekick, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
And here I am, and I'm on time.
Yeah, there's a first.
Whatever. And now that I'm not playing National Lampoon's Vacation anymore, I should be good to go.
Are you all caught up?
It turned out that 20 years ago when these brothers had this spot that I'm in, they never used the septic, so Rick was redoing the sewer and electric lines, and he decided to make this one obsolete, and he forgot. So it drained into nothing. So he had to reconfigure the piping, and so now I got piping again.
Good.
So, yeah. But I think it was initiation.
Could have been.
I'm telling him that, too. I forgot.
Couldn't have picked a more shittier job.
Yeah. Tell me about it. And Ralph, he did his part. He was supervising very well. Oh, I felt bad. I couldn't help dig because my neck was really fucky today. Oh. But anywho, now I'm good to go again. But now I'm scared. to drain anything. Yeah, oh well. All right. Group.
I got the first one right here. Eva Ware, age 13, last seen Friday, June 23rd, 2023, approximately 9:30 p.m. in the 500 block of Main Street in Gaithersburg. She's a black female, 5'3", 115 pounds. She has brown eyes and long black hair. She was last seen wearing a camouflage hoodie, black sweatpants, and black Crocs. She may be carrying a white and black backpack. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of Eva Ware is asked to call Montgomery County Police non-emergency number at 301-279-8000.
Carrie Steele, missing from Prior Lake, Minnesota, missing since May 24th, 2023. She's female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 100 pounds. Associated children, Tierra Dupe, missing since May 24th, 2023. Missing 15 years old. They must be runaways. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Or the Prior Lake Police Department in Minnesota at 952-496-8300.
Oh, come on, you little asshole. Come on.
Ariana Bandana, a white female, 14 years old, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5 foot, 130 pounds, Ariana was last seen on November 19, 2022. According to her grandmother, Ariana was in Boca Raton, Florida. Her mother moved my daughter to Georgia, and Ariana did not want to go. I came to Florida as my mother was ill, and Ariana decided to come back to Georgia with me to give it a try. 2 weeks later, she was gone. Missing from Georgia, but Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office is handling the case. Anyone having information should contact Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office in Florida at 1-561-688-3000.
Family hoping for safe return of missing St. Louis woman Kennedy Walton. The 26-year-old car was later found abandoned just a few miles from her home. Vanished on March 4th, 2022. If she's alive, I'd like her home. I'm looking for a description. She's 5'10 and 270 pounds. She looks like she's a black lady. And then they got a thing over the top of the phone number, so I can't give a phone number. I should have bypassed that one. And missing. Well, if you see her, call the St. Louis, Missouri Police Department or 911.
Portsmouth, Virginia Police Department. Investigators are searching for missing 28-year-old Taquan Q. Evans. He last made contact with his family on March 15th, 2023. He's a black male, medium complexion, 5'8", 225 pounds. He is known to frequent Norfolk, Virginia. We are attempting to check on his welfare. We urge those with information on his whereabouts to contact the Portsmouth Police Special Victims Unit at 757-393-8536 or call the crime line at 1-888-8477.
Oh, I think we better be done with the show. I just knocked my whole ash off in my coffee. I'm having a Monday. Okay. On 6/24/2023, it was reported that Shayna Harrington ran away from home. Shayna is 15 years old. She's approximately 5'4" tall and weighs approximately 125 pounds. She has black hair, brown eyes, and was last seen wearing a blue crop top and gray shorts. She may be in the city of Inkster. If anyone sees Shayna Harrington, please contact your local police department, and she's a black girl. If anyone has any information, contact Detective Sergeant Gondek at 313-277-7487.
Jordan Ryan, missing since May 12, 2023, missing from Catonsville, Maryland. She's a white female, 15 years old, blonde, short, cropped hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 130 pounds. Don't hesitate. Anyone having information, call 911 or the Baltimore County Police Department in Maryland at 1-410-887-2222.
Oh, did you hear anything about this? It says drowning victims. For anyone who has been following the smiley face / drowning abduction murders for many years, what we have been seeing the past few months is unprecedented. The murders seem to have started a new phase on how they operate. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, this is the first time I'm hearing it.
And I think there was another one. Body pulled from Chicago River near the salt shed. So it must be happening in Chicago somewhere or in Illinois. Huh. All right. James Eugene Allen Jr. He went missing on January 20th, 2023. He'd be 33. He's missing from Merrillville, Indiana. He's male, biracial, light complexion, 5'8", 170 pounds, black hair, black short hair, and brown eyes. Anyone with any information, call the Maryville Police Department at 219-769-3722 or the Hobart Police Department at 219-942-1125.
Amber Alert, Ohio teen remains missing for over 7 days. An Amber Alert was issued for a missing 15-year-old Ohio boy. Kayshawn Williams of Cleveland was last seen by his mother in the 5700 block of Fleet Avenue in the city's Broadway Slavic Village neighborhood. Williams was potentially kidnapped, according to the Cuyahoga Emergency Communication System. He was last seen on June 23rd at 2:50 p.m. The teen attended a house party on Gertrude Avenue in Cleveland last Saturday, but never returned home. His mother filed a police report immediately after and posted missing flyers in hoping finding her son. While the missing child's mother searched for her son, she reportedly received a tip stating that her son may have been kidnapped. The family told the news outlet. Sherrick Snowden spoke to her last interaction with her son. "Mom, I'm happy to hear your voice. You want me to come home?" I said, "Yes, come home right now. I worked a graveyard shift, so I dozed off." Williams then reportedly spoke with his aunt in the middle of the night just a few hours after the call with his mom. "My sister said he called her at 1 a.m. and she couldn't make out what he was saying. He was just talking all over the place. Please let my child come home. My child is a good kid. He goes to church every Sunday. That is the only child that I have. I just lost two brothers to violence. That's all that I have." Kayshawn, if you are able to see this, mommy loves you. I need you home. I want to hug you. Please come home. Williams remained missing for 7 days, with more days counting as the Amber Alert failed to provide more information about his whereabouts. The Cleveland Family Center for Missing and Adults was scheduled to hold a news conference at 11 a.m. on Monday at their office on West 25th Street. Williams is described to be a black male standing 5'7", weighing 130 pounds. He had black hair with braids and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing black jogging pants, a T-shirt, and gray and red Nike Jordans. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Cleveland Police Department at 216-623-5400 or 911.
Yeah, this article here is trying to say that the most murders in the Chicago area are happening in the Chicago is the size of 234 square miles, and that most of the murders are in the northeast corner, and the area has a predominantly white population. I don't think I'm buying that one bit.
Right?
If it was white people getting murdered. Well, white people don't get acknowledged when they're murdered. It's usually always black. Well, it could be. Good. David Appel, missing, is a cold case. Missing since October 1st, 2008 from Westlake, Ohio. He's male, white, 33 years old, 5'10", 175 pounds. He made be in need of medication for unspecified reasons. He was in a red 1996 Honda Civic Del Sol, and that they found. He had brown hair, blue eyes. He had a mustache and beard at the time of his disappearance. Any information? Call the Westlake Police Department at 440-871-3311. Samuel Cook, missing from Fargo, North Dakota. missing since June 24, 2023. He's 15 years old. The Fargo Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in locating Samuel Cook, a 15-year-old male. Samuel was last seen near the West Acres area on Saturday, June 24th, at approximately 3:45. Samuel has a thin build with brown hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a navy blue sweatshirt and black sweatpants, carrying a black and blue backpack. It is believed that Samuel is trying to travel to Kentucky via bus with another runaway juvenile. Anyone with information about Samuel's whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Red River Regional Dispatch Center at 701-451-7660. Anonymous tips could be submitted by texting keyword Fargo PD, all capital letters, and the tip to 847-411. Are you
missing
there?
Missing person.
There you
Robin
are.
Robin Ann Graham, white female, date of last contact was November. This is a cold case. November 14th, 1970. Missing from Los Angeles, California. Missing age was 18 years old. Graham had dropped her car off at a Pier 1 import, where she was employed part-time, and left the store in her boyfriend's car for an evening out on November 14th. The vehicle stalled out approximately 2 a.m. southbound on the Hollywood Freeway near Santa Monica Boulevard and Vermont Avenue in Los Angeles. Graham called her parents and asked them to pick her up. California Highway Patrolman saw her standing next to the disabled car shortly afterwards. An unidentified Caucasian male in his mid-20s was seen talking to Graham just before she vanished. He was wearing bell-bottom trousers and a white turtleneck, was about 5'8", a primed light blue 1957 to 1960 Corvette hardtop was parked behind her boyfriend's vehicle. The man helped Graham get the car started, then they rode off together in his car. The patrolman said she appeared to get into the man's car willingly. A photo of a similar vehicle is posted with this case summary. Graham has never been heard from again. When her parents arrived at the location to pick her up, they found only her car, locked and abandoned on the side of the freeway. After the Los Angeles Times did a story on her disappearance, a woman wrote a letter to Graham's parents and said she, too, fell on the road and a man driving a Corvette who claimed to be an off-duty police detective offered her a ride. The woman refused his offer. It is not known if this man is the same person as the man last seen with Graham. The woman identified Bruce Davis as the male she saw. Davis is one of numerous people suspected of being the Zodiac Killer, a serial killer who terrorized California in the late 1970s. It is not known if he has any connection to Graham's disappearance, but there is some speculation that she was a victim of the Zodiac Killer. Graham disappeared during the full moon, which is when the Zodiac liked to strike. There is speculation that Jeanette Kamahili was one of his victims. Another suggested victim was Donna Lass, but it was later determined that her disappearance probably was not connected to the Zodiac. Graham's case remains unsolved. She was a student at Pierce College at the time of her disappearance. Her parents are now deceased. Foul play is suspected in her disappearance. There is no name, numbers or anything, but contact. The missing person nameless number is number hashtag M. M is in Mike, P is in Paul, 32285. Or just contact Los Angeles, California's police department.
I think that one is pretty, what's it? Possibly be in the Zodiac. That should be in all the missing person things. So I think you could call any one of them.
Right.
South Bend, Indiana. Malachi Lott, 12 years old, missing since June 22nd, 2023. He's 12 years old, male, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 135 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the South Bend Police Department in Indiana at 574-235-9201.
Missing juvenile, Garden Grove, California. The Westminster Police Department is requesting the public's assistance in locating a 13-year-old juvenile, Jaden J.C. Irvin. Was last seen on June 22nd, 2023 at 11 p.m. with an adult male at the Springfield Villa Apartments in Garden Grove, California. According to her family, the male was a known Westminster 13 gang affiliate, and they believe Jaden is being held against her will. Jaden was last seen wearing a black pro club hoodie, navy blue, and navy blue pro club cargo sweatpants and white socks. There is a reward of up to $5,000 for the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for her disappearance and for her safe return. She is a white female, burgundy red shoulder-length hair, 5'8", 120 pounds. Anyone with information, contact the Westminster Police Department at 714-48-3724.
Columbus, Ohio. Rishon Price, 14 years old, missing since June 13, 2023. He's male, black, 6'2", 205 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was wearing a black hoodie, red Adidas pants, and yellow Crocs. Any information, contact the Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545.
Missing Kevin Heiss. Is a white male, age 45, 5'8", 125 pounds, brown and gray hair, short, blue eyes. He's been missing since September 2nd, 2022. He was last seen getting into a blue vehicle near East Union Street in Newark, New York. He is heavily tattooed, especially with dragons. Do you have any information? Call 911 immediately or the Newark Police Department at 315-331-3701.
This is a cold case. Missing from Spooner, Wisconsin. Sarah Bushland, missing since she was 16 years old, since April 3rd, 1996. She's female, white, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5 feet, 104 pounds. Been missing for 27 years. She'd be 39 years old now. She has a mole on her left, on the left side of her neck and above her upper lip. Any information, contact the Washburn County Sheriff's Office at 715-468-4700 or the Clearinghouse for Missing and Exploited Children and Adults, Wisconsin Department of Justice at
1-800-843-4673. Ivy Marie Reitz, missing out of Carbondale, Illinois, since June 18, 2023. Carbondale, the City of Carbondale Police Department is requesting the public's assistance in locating a missing adult, Ivy Marie Reitz, 36, of Carbondale. Ivy was last seen June 18, 2023 at about 7 p.m. in the 1900 block of South Illinois Avenue in Carbondale. Ivy is described as a 5'3", 130 pounds, brown eyes, brown shoulder-length hair. She is a white female. Ivy suffers from a condition that places her in danger. Anyone with information on her whereabouts should contact the Carbondale Police Department at 618-457-3200.
Stop being an asshole. You just pissed on the blanket in the camper. Damn it. Do another one for a second. I'm
a little busy. Missing juvenile, Dakota Wirtz, 15, last seen in Lafitte, Arizona on June 19, 2023. Dakota Wirtz, also known to go by the last name Fulton, has been missing since June 19, 2023. He was last seen in the area of 55th and West Baseline in Mesa, Arizona. Dakota has family in Arizona, Tennessee, as well as here in Aransas Pass. Officers have made contact with the family there. However, he has not been seen by them. He's a white male. He was last seen wearing a black shirt, black jeans, black high-top Converse shoes, carrying a red backpack with VIP Airsoft printed on the front. Anyone having information, please contact the Phoenix Police Department. Missing persons unit at 602-534-2121.
Topeka, Kansas. Damari Reed, 14 years old, missing since June 10, 2023. Male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'11", 146 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office in Kansas at 785-251-2200. Ralph's going to the pound if he keeps that shit up. God damn it.
That's unusual.
I know. He's been doing that a lot. Well, not a lot, but this last year, he's been doing it, and I've never had that problem with him.
I know. That's why I said that's unusual.
Yeah.
Hesperia Police, seeking assistance in locating a missing family. John Wade Roberts, white male, current age 49. Julie Danielle Englehart, white female, Curran, age 49. Brooke Roberts, white female, Curran, age 11. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department detectives continue to search for John Roberts, Julie Englehart, and their daughter, Brooke Roberts, who have been missing since October 6, 2019. The family moved from Hesperia, California, to Ozark, Alabama in 2017, where John grew up. After returning to Hesperia in 2019, the family lived at a Motel 6 on Catawba Road in Hesperia during September and the beginning of October 2019. October 6, 2019, during a telephone conversation with a relative, Julie said she had found a job cleaning used trailers for an unknown business in the high desert area. Julie told the relative the family was in the process of moving to an unknown location near Spring Valley Lake, California. Julie told the relative she would call the following day. However, no contact was made. As of August 12, 2021, the family has not been seen or heard from. John, Julie, or Brooke, and their whereabouts are unknown. Detectives are seeking contact from anyone who may have any information on the whereabouts of John, Julie, or Brooke, and are asked to contact Detective Jason Schroeder at the Hesperia Sheriff Station at 760-947-1500.
Here's the other girl that was missing, with the one I was talking about earlier. Her description: missing from Prior Lake, Minnesota, Kiara DuPay, 15 years old, missing since May 24, 2023. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 120 pounds. And Carrie Steele is the girl she's missing with. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Prior Lake Police Department in Minnesota at 952-496-8300.
Missing and endangered out of Lakeland, Polk County, Florida. This is a cold case. Cynthia Louise Robinson, age 30, white female, at age 30 at time of disappearance, 5'6", blue eyes. She was last seen January 1992 in Lakeland, Florida. Associated vehicle was a green 1980 Oldsmobile Cutlass sedan with Florida tag, F as in Frank, Q as in Porter, R as in Robert, 37X. The vehicle has not been recovered. The reporting agency is Polk County Sheriff's Office. Contact them if you have any information at 863-298-2000.
This is a cold case. Sarah Burton, missing from Joplin, Missouri. She was 29 when she went missing. Been missing since July 16, 2018. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $5,000 for the information leading to the arrest and conviction of the individuals responsible for the disappearance of Sarah Burton. Sarah Burton, age 29 at the time of her disappearance, was last seen on July 16, 2018 in the vicinity of 10th Street and Rex Avenue in Joplin, Missouri. Sarah was reported missing on July 20th, 2018 by her mother. There have been no reported sightings or and or contacts with Sarah since her disappearance. Kidnapping and missing persons. Date of birth, February 22nd, 1990. Born in Joplin, Missouri, 170 pounds, 5'7". Blue eyes, brown hair, female, white. The FBI Kansas City Division is assisting the Joplin Police Department with the department's ongoing investigation in Sarah's disappearance. Field office is Kansas City. Phone, no phone number. Yeah, no phone number. So, call the Joplin, Missouri Police Department, or I think any one of the missing persons numbers, or 911.
Teresa Hartley is out of St. Augustine, Florida, and went missing on March 11, 2023. The morning of, Teresa was seen shopping at her local Dollar General store. Witnesses stated that she returned home and she was seen getting into Sydney Branson's truck. Sydney and Teresa left in a white Dodge Ram dually truck, possibly with a 20-foot flatbed trailer attached to the back of it. Sydney ended up driving his truck to the Ocala Forest and claimed Teresa was present with him. Sydney ended up getting his truck stuck on an ATV trail. Sydney stated that he left the truck to go for help, and he told Teresa to go back to the truck and wait. Teresa has never been seen or heard from again. She was reported missing 5 days after the truck was stuck. She's a white female, 66 years old, blonde shoulder length hair, blue eyes, 5'8". She was last seen wearing a green shirt and brown and white pants. Sydney Branson was last seen wearing a blue shirt and jeans. Anyone with any information, contact the Marion County Sheriff's Office at 352-732-8181 or the St. John's County Sheriff's Office at 904-824-8304.
Akron, Ohio. Sonia Atkins, 16 years old, missing since June 13, 2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 215 pounds. Any information, contact 1-800-843-5678, the Akron Police Department in Ohio, or 330-375-2552.
Missing, Jaden Rose Woodruff, 25-year-old white female. She was last seen in Los Angeles, California on Vine Street on May 11, 2023. She's believed to be in danger. The last time Jaden was heard from, she expressed she was scared, hurt, and wanted to come home. Jaden is from Eugene, Oregon, but went with a friend to Los Angeles. She ran away from him at the McDonald's on Vine Street in Los Angeles, and Wes was last known to be with an unknown male. She's a white female, brown eyes. She has brown shoulder-length hair, but could be wearing a wig, a blonde wig. Approximately 5'5", 120 pounds. She was wearing a white lace-up lace tank top. She has tattoos, forearm, her siblings' names, Trinity, Sierra, Seth, Savannah and True. On her hands, she has stars. On her wrist, she has a moon. If you have any information about Jaden, please contact the LAPD Hollywood Division at 213-972-2971.
Amber Alert. Cleveland, Ohio. An Amber Alert has been issued for a missing 15-year-old Cleveland boy. Police say Keyshawn Williams was last seen June 17th in the 5700 block of Fleet Avenue in the city's Broadway Slavic Village neighborhood. Steve said he may be in a black SUV with unknown individual. DCOMS said Keyshawn was possibly kidnapped on June 23rd at 2:50 p.m. by someone in a black Jeep with temporary tags that has a broken rear driver's side window and is covered in plastic. Sounds like a stolen vehicle to me. Police say Keyshawn is 5 feet, 7 inches tall and weighs 130 pounds and has black braided hair and brown eyes. Police say he was last seen wearing cream-colored jogging pants with white and blue lettering with gray Jordan shoes. Anyone with information on Keyshawn's whereabouts has been asked to call 216-623-5400 or 911.
New York. Nathaniel Valentine, age 19, Nathaniel was last seen leaving a residence on Catherine Street in East Northport on April 15, 2023, was reported missing on April 18, believed to be in Nassau County. He's a white male, 19 years old, 5'10", 170 pounds, brown short hair, brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call 911 or the SCPO's non-emergency number at 631-852-COPS. He does have a light beard, but no mustache or goatee.
London, Ohio. Payne Haverfield, 17 years old, missing since June 16, 2023. He's female, white, 5'3", 155 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a white crop top that said Miami in yellow, black pants, pink Adidas, and carrying a gray backpack. Any information, call the Madison County Sheriff's Office at 740-852-1212.
New York, Long Island. Missing Alyssa Lewison, age 23, reported missing on June 21st, 2023. Alyssa hasn't been in contact with her family since June 4th. Her family believes she may have gone to California. The Suffolk County Police Department is in charge of the investigation. She's a Hispanic female, 23 years old, 5'6", 200 pounds, brown eyes, black shoulder-length hair. Anyone with information is asked to call the Suffolk Department at 631-854-8652.
Toledo, Ohio, Jamar Bryant. Missing since June 19, 2023, 13 years old, male, black, 5'2", 168 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was wearing a blue and black button-up jacket, black Nike sweatpants, and a white and blue Jordans. Any information, call the Toledo Police Department at 419-245-3340.
New York, Long Island missing. Joel Rodriguez, age 37, reported missing on June 21st, 2023. Joel suffers from schizophrenia and failed to return home on June 20th. He was reported missing the next day and was last seen wearing all black clothing. He's a Hispanic male, 37 years old, 6 foot one, 160 pounds, brown eyes, brown short hair. He does have a full beard and mustache and goatee. Anyone with information is asked to call 911 or the Suffolk County Police Department at 631-854-8452.
Chicago, Illinois. Elia, Lily is her nickname, Rodriguez. 12 years old, missing since June 2nd, 2023. She's female, 5 feet, 100 pounds, brown eyes, red hair, olive complexion, Hispanic. Last contact was June 2nd, 2023. Got a scratch on her right arm. In summary, the above minor preteen was reported as a missing person by her father after she was last seen at the Northwest Middle School at 5200 block of West Palmer Street on June 2nd, 2023 at 050 hours. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of the above preteen missing, please contact Area 5 Detectives Special Victims Unit at the number listed above, or the number listed, Chicago Police Department Area 5 SVU at 312-746-6554.
Authorities seek missing 13-year-old girl from Mason, Michigan. Lansing, Michigan. The Ingham County Sheriff's Office is looking for a missing 13-year-old girl from Mason. According to authorities, Kaylee Grant was reported missing possibly as a runaway Sunday. She's a white female, 5 foot, 100 pounds. She has blonde shoulder-length hair, blue eyes, was last seen wearing white sweatpants and carrying a gray backpack. The sheriff's office said the last confirmed sighting of Grant was near the intersection of Columbia Aurelius Roads, but that there have been unconfirmed sightings that suggest she may have been near the intersection of Barnes Road and U.S. 127. Anyone who has seen Kaylee Grant or knows her whereabouts is asked to contact the Ingham County Sheriff's Office at 517-676-8251.
Endangered Missing Adult Alert. Timothy Metcalf, missing from Ashland County, Ohio. He's male, white, 74 years old, 5'11", 185 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. On February 21st, 2023, at 3:01 a.m., Mr. Metcalf walked away from his home. He is reportedly under immense stress and is believed to be possibly suicidal. Law enforcement is concerned for his safety. The incident took place in Ashland County, Ohio, on 12th Street in the city of Ashland, 44805. Any information, call 911 or contact the Ashland Police Department at 419-289-3639.
Missing teen, possibly in need of medical care. Gabrielle Koning, 14-year-old, white male, 5'7", 150 pounds, blue eyes, blonde short hair. Last contact was on June 22nd, 2023 at 7:15 a.m. He was last seen walking on the 2800 block of Gessner Road. The missing person was last seen wearing a black T-shirt, blue jeans, and black and white tennis shoes. He has type 1 diabetes and is in need of his insulin medication. Anyone with information, please contact Houston Police at 713-884-3131.
It's Rapid City, South Dakota. Megan Curley, 14 years old, missing since June 15, 2023. She's American Indian, Alaskan Native, female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'5", 130 pounds. Any information, call the Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Dearborn Heights Police Department. Shania Harrington was reported missing on June 24. Do you know anything about her disappearance? On 6/24/23, it was reported that Shania Harrington ran away from home. Shania is a black, light-skinned, 15-year-old female, 5'4", and weighs 125 pounds, black hair and brown eyes, and was last seen wearing a blue crop top and gray shorts. She may be in the city of Inkster. If anyone sees Shania Harrington, please contact your local police department. If anyone has information, please contact Detective Sergeant Gondek at 313-277-7487. She does have her septum pierced, and both ears are pierced. And that's all I got.
Okay. Hannah Redke, missing from Franklin Township, Ohio, since February 7, 2023. She was 17 when she was missing. She's 18 now. She's female, white, 5'1", 146 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Any information, contact the Warren County Sheriff's Office at 513-695-1280.
Pasco County Sheriff's Office in Florida are currently searching for Jenny Bucaro, a missing-slash-runaway 14-year-old black female, medium complexion, 5 foot, around 120 pounds, with brown shoulder-length hair, brown eyes. Bucaro was last seen on June 24th around 11 p.m. in the Somerset Acres Lane area of Spring Hill. Bucaro was last seen wearing a black tank top, black shorts, white socks, and blue Crocs. If you have any information on Bucaro's whereabouts, please call the Pasco County Sheriff's Office at 727-847-8102, option number 7.
Columbus, Ohio, Damian Fox, 15 years old, missing since April 4th, 2023. He's male, white, 5'9", 156 pounds. Brown hair, blue eyes. Any information, call the Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545. I wonder if he's related to the foxes around here.
Could be.
Yeah, you never know.
Michigan, 73-year-old Timothy Dale Jones walked away from his home address of 1027 North Harrison in between 10:15 and 12:15 p.m. on June 25th, 2023. He was last seen wearing white shirt, blue jeans, white and black athletic shoes. He may have reading glasses with him. He is mostly bald with some brown hair on the back of his head. He's a white male, 5'6", 152 pounds. If anyone sees Mr. Jones, please call 911. Okay, or the Michigan State Police Department, whatever number that is, or the Saginaw Police Department.
Hey, this one don't make sense, but Hamilton, Ohio, and you'll see why in a second. Kira Lauren Hyde, 23 years old, missing since December 5th, 2021. Missing age 23, current age 23. See where I'm getting at?
Yeah.
If she was missing in 2021, she wouldn't be 23 right now. Female, white, 5'8", 120 pounds, blonde hair, brown eyes. Anyone with additional information or questions regarding the case, you contact the Hamilton Police Department at 513-868-5811.
Missing person. Oh, she's been located safe. Good.
Oh, here's another one that was found safe, too, that Riley O'Connell.
The Salisbury Police Department in Maryland is seeking the public's assistance in locating Marie Lita Aurelius Joseph, who was last seen at Title Health Hospital in Salisbury on June 21st, 2023. Marie Lita Aurelius Joseph is described as a 50-year-old black female, 5'6", 150 pounds. She has short black hair, brown eyes, and was last seen wearing a black and white shirt with a black skirt. If anyone has information on the whereabouts of Miss Joseph, please contact the Salisbury Police Department at 410-548-3165. She does have a mole above her upper lip on the left side.
Still missing since 10/22/2022. Antonio Beza, 31 years old, is the age of at disappearance at the Rogers Park neighborhood on the north side of Chicago. He's 5'4", 180 pounds, brown hair, or brown eyes, black hair. Frequents the areas of Devon, California, and Chicago, Holman. Any information, contact Area 3 Detectives at 312-744-8266 or 911. Did that one already?
Alrighty, Anderson County Sheriff's Office in South Carolina. Missing woman, April Niemans, has not been seen in 2 months. She is normally seen at an address on Garin Road. She has a tattoo of a cross on her left upper arm. Information states she may be in the Hunea Path area. It's a white female with long auburn hair. That's the only description I've got. If you know of her whereabouts, please immediately call the ACSO at 864-260-4400.
Let's see. Theo Matrix Crespo, 16 years old, missing from Des Moines, Iowa. 16-year-old female, Hispanic, black hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 142 pounds. She has tattoos on her face, arms, hands, and chest, and she may go by the name Dio. And in one of the pictures, she's got kind of auburn-colored hair. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Or the Des Moines Police Department in Iowa at 515-283-4811.
Camden County Police Department in New Jersey. The Camden County Police Department is looking for a missing 14-year-old from Parkside. Azaree Butler has been reported missing from her home on the 1400 block of Ormond Avenue. She is described as a black female, 5'5", 190 pounds, with brown eyes and brown hair. She was last seen wearing pajama pants, a blue Nike hoodie, a tie-dyed bonnet, and black slides. She is known to frequent Parkside and Whitman Park. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is asked to call the Camden County Police Department at 856-757-7042.
Don Paul Parton, missing from High Ridge, Missouri since May 16, 2021. He was 19 when he disappeared. He'd be 21 now. He's 6 feet, 175 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He has multiple scars on his back and right forearm. He goes by the name JP. He was last seen leaving his residence with two male individuals. There were statements that he was going camping with friends. However, that has never been confirmed. It is suspected that foul play is a factor in his case, and there has been little to no cooperation from the individuals that he was last seen with or other people who he was affiliated with. John has no contact with loved ones or any activity on social media. If you have any information on John's disappearance or know his whereabouts, contact the Jefferson County, Missouri Sheriff's Office at 636-797-5000 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 866-362-6422.
Thornton Quasar, missing since June 15, 2023. From Trenton, New Jersey. He's a medium complexion black male, 14 years old, black short hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 120 pounds. He was last seen at the Achievers Early Prep School located at 544 Chestnut Avenue, Trenton, New Jersey. The juvenile frequents the area of the 1400 block of Liberty Street and the 100 block of East State Street. He was last seen wearing black jeans and a gray hoodie. Any information, contact the Trenton Police Department at 609-989-4155.
Oh, dang, this is in Forest Lake. Desiree Capes was seen on the surveillance camera on May 19th at 8:30 a.m. in Forest Lake, Minnesota. Some reports claim Desiree may be traveling with her boyfriend, and that could not be verified. She is 5'6 tall and weighs about 125 pounds. If you have any information, call the Forest Lake Police Department. Her hair is, well, one picture looks black and the other picture is light brown. It goes from anywhere from light brown to black. I'm 14, and on May 19th, my mother's worst nightmare came true. I was caught on camera leaving on my bike the strollers for my cat. But I did leave a note saying that I'm going to travel the States. It's been a few weeks now, and I have yet to return. I'm missing. If you have any information on whereabouts, call the Forest Lake Police Department at 651-439-9381.
Farmington Police Department in New Mexico is looking for a missing person, Wendy Watchman, 61 years old, 5'2", 200 pounds, green eyes, blonde hair. Wendy was last seen at around noon at Ricketts Park on June 25th. She was wearing a white sundress with flowers on it and flip-flops. Anyone with information on Wendy's whereabouts is asked to call 9 Emergency Dispatch at 505-334-6622.
Summer Moon Utah Wells was last seen on June 15, 2021 at her home near her home in Rogersville, Tennessee. Summer was last seen going into the family home. It was stated that she wanted to go play with the toys in the basement. Both brothers were on the main floor playing on the internet. Mother went inside to check on Summer after a time. She called for Summer and went to check the basement for her. She didn't see her there. 6:30 p.m., Summer Wells was reported missing to the Hawkins County Sheriff's Office. 12 a.m. on June 16th, TBI issued an endangered child alert. 11 a.m. June 16th, endangered alert upgraded to an amber alert. There's been numerous searches for Summer Wells with no leads to her whereabouts. The case is not considered to be cold. And she was 5 years old at the time of her disappearance, a Caucasian female, blonde hair, blue eyes, 3 feet, 40 pounds, Rogersville, Tennessee, missing since June 15, 2021, last seen wearing gray pants and a pink shirt. Any information? Any information, call the 1-800-TBI-FIND. And don't give me no actual phone numbers. Yeah, that one's been a pretty high-profile case.
Yeah, because I could have swore, I guess, last year that they said they found her.
Was that her, though, or was that other little girl that was right around her description?
I could be wrong, but...
Because there was two little girls that had blonde hair, blue eyes. Two little girls with blonde hair, blue eyes, and I know one of them was found deceased. And I can't remember which one was which.
Right. So I guess I might be mixing it up then.
And they sometimes post ones that have been found too, so I don't know.
Right.
And speaking of little kids, and since the fairs are big time going hard in the summertime, one thing that people should be doing is taking pictures of their kids the day they're going to the fair, so they have a very current and updated picture of them.
Yes. Definitely. Paris Elizabeth Miller. She's a 17-year-old medium-complected black female, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 159 pounds, missing from the 4100 block of Troost Drive in Memphis, Tennessee, since June 15, 2023. Victim left home on foot without permission and has not returned. Anyone with any information on her whereabouts is asked to contact the Memphis Police Department, Sergeant R. Stevens, at 901-636-4479 or 901-545-2677.
Casca, Minnesota. Errol Hall, 17 years old, missing since May 30th, 2023. He's black, black hair, brown eyes, 5'9", 190 pounds. The child may use the name Airy. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Chaska Police Department in Minnesota at 952-227-2479.
Michael Teague, 41-year-old, medium-complected black male, black shaved hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 160 pounds. He went missing from the 90 block of Lucy Ave, Memphis, Tennessee, on June 23rd, 2023. Victim left the details. Victim left the facility walking and has not returned. The victim is known as to frequent the area of 3rd and McLemore. If you see the victim, please call police and contact Memphis Police Department, Sergeant G. Suggs, at 901-636-4479.
Now, here's another thing on them drowning victims in Chicago. It says, I can't believe Chicago media is so silent after another young man has vanished off the streets after a night out. These aren't accidents. They are connected to the other young men found in the water.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, we've got to check into that a little bit. Harmony Gillen. Oh, wait. Oh, why? Oh, she has been found. Never mind. Missing since June 12, 2023, Chicago police are asking for the public's help in locating a teenage girl who's reported missing from the Chicago's northwest side. Heaven Hernandez, 16 years old, was last seen at a residence around 5 a.m. Monday on the 2200 block of North Keeler Avenue in Hermosa, according to a CPD missing persons alert. Hernandez is 5 foot 5'5", 120 pounds, with brown eyes, brown hair, and nose piercing. He was last seen wearing a long-sleeve black hoodie, black jogging pants, and black Nike gym shoes. Hernandez is known to frequent the area near Avers and Fullerton Avenues. Anyone with her information regarding her whereabouts is contact Area 5 detectives at 312-746-6554.
Aberdeen, Maryland Police Department, missing person, Tyona Baldwin, was last seen at home around 1:30 a.m. on June 26, 2023. She's medium-complected, black female, 16 years old, 5'4", 180 pounds. She could possibly be in Baltimore, Maryland. Anyone with any information, please contact us at 410-272-2121.
Sarah Davis, missing from Topeka, Kansas since May 13, 2023. She's 16 years old, 5'9", 200 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, and she's black. She's an endangered missing runaway. So if you have any information, call the Topeka, Kansas Police Department at 785-368-9247 or 785-368-9551, 785-368-9200, or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Christy Cox, 15, of Hope, Arizona, was reported as a runaway juvenile on June 25, 2023. Cox also has her four-month-old male child with her. Christy Cox, it doesn't give me anything else. If you know the whereabouts of Cox or have any information regarding this case, please call Detective Eric Green at 870-722-2563. Why do
they do that? I don't know. I usually, when they don't give hardly any information, I just usually just share it or just skip it. And we have a missing military man. Missing since April 6, 2023, Damian Jackson, 27 years old, from Chicago, Illinois. He's 5'10", 150 to 185 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, tattoo on left calf, DJ. Last known location was Greyhound Bus Station in Columbus, Ohio. Ticket purchase for trip to on April 6th to San Francisco. It's still unknown if the ticket was used. Damian is a military veteran, suffers from schizophrenia and PTSD. Any information on sightings, please contact the Decatur, Illinois Police Department at 217-424-2711 or 911.
Navajo Police Department, person, Window Rock District, Kevin James Ballone, 32-year-old, Native American male, 5'5", brown eyes, brown short hair, 170 pounds. Last known clothing, Kevin was last seen wearing a black long-sleeve shirt and blue jeans. Other information and details. Kevin was last seen at the Potter's House Church in Fort Defiance, Arizona on Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. He has a full body of tattoos. If you have seen Kevin James Ballone or if you have any information on his whereabouts, please call the Navajo Police Department, Window Rock District at 928-871-6111 or 928-871-6112.
Baraboo, Wisconsin. Authorities in Sauk County are asking for public help with finding a missing teenage boy. James Yoblonsky, 13 years old, reportedly left his family's residence overnight in a family vehicle, which has since been recovered on Highway 12 near Devil's Lake State Park. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office is attempting to locate 13-year-old James Yoblonsky. Last suspected whereabouts is the area of the Baraboo Bluffs near the westernmost portion of Devil's Lake State Park, a northern area of the Sauk Prairie Recreation Area. James left his residence overnight with a family vehicle, which has since been recovered on U.S. H-12 in the above area. The officials believe the boy is somewhere near the Baraboo Bluffs on the western edge of the park and the northern edge of the Sauk Prairie Recreation Area. Officials didn't say whether or not the 13-year-old is believed to be in any danger. Anyone with information about Yablonsky's location is asked to call the Sheriff's Office at 608-355-4495. That area that they're talking about, you've heard of Wisconsin Dells, haven't you? Where they have all those water parks. That's that area. You drove through it when you came up here.
Missing Belsey Dance Logan, the Dells, Oregon. Confederated Tribes of Warm Spring, also known as TRIPS. She's 24, 5'4", 120 pounds, dark brown shoulder-length hair, dark brown eyes. She has a very noticeable style, noticeable sty or clogged sinus gland on her right eyelid. She has two eagle feather tattoos connected to a dermal piercing on her right cheek. She was last seen June 6, 2023, leaving the Wasco County Courthouse after court. If seen, please contact the Dallas or the Dolls Police Department at 541-296-2613.
Nima Scott, missing from Romulus, Michigan. 16 years old, missing since May 18th, 2023. Female, she's black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 140 pounds. Any information? Call 1-800-843-5678 or the Romulus Police Department in Michigan at 734-941-8400.
St. Louis County Police, South County Precinct. Help us locate Layless Crawford Jr. of the 4900 block of Tanqueray Lane. He was last seen Friday morning at 8:45 a.m., leaving his residence on foot in an unknown direction. Layless has not returned and has not been heard from or seen since. Layless is a 20-year-old, complected black male, 5'8", 180 pounds, has brown short hair and brown eyes. He was wearing a black and white faded T-shirt, black jogger pants, and white Crocs. Anyone with information is urged to call 911 or contact the nearest law enforcement agency. or contact St. Louis County Police Department at 636-529-8210.
Makia Pollard, missing from Muskegon, Michigan, since January 17, 2023. She's female, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 140 pounds, and she's black and white for her biracial. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Muskegon Heights Police Department in Michigan at 231-733-8900.
Saquon, Washington, 15-year-old Rayford Reed was last seen being picked up from his residence at 11 p.m. on March 7th by an unknown person or persons. He's been missing since March 7th, 2023, 15 years old, biracial male, light complected, 6 foot, 170 pounds, brown hair, short, brown eyes. Rayford was picked up from his residence at 11 p.m. on March 7, 2023, by an unknown person or persons. He was last seen. Okay, I already said all that. Anyone with information, please contact the Clayton County Sheriff's Department at 360-417-2459.
Brendan Tucker, missing from West Bloomfield, Michigan, since April 24, 2023, 17, male, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 6'2", 190 pounds. He may still be in the local area or may travel to Great Falls, Montana. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the West Bloomfield Township Police Department in Michigan at 248-975-9200.
Salvador Galarisette, age 83, was last seen leaving his home in Astoria on 34th Street near 37th Avenue on Saturday, June 24th, about 10 a.m., the New York Police Department said. Salvador Astoria, Queens area. He is 5'6", has brown eyes and black short hair, wears glasses. Anyone with information in regard to this incident is asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-8477 or for Spanish 1-888-57-PISTA. The public can also submit their tips by logging on to Crime Stoppers.
Gracia Cantu, missing from Kansas, Sedgwick County, Kansas, 17 years old, white, female, 5'2", 140 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. For her being a white girl, she's very dark. Any info? Oh, this is something to consider, too. Phone calls and tips submitted online are not monitored 24 hours a day. To report an emergency or a crime in progress, dial 911. To speak to someone directly about a crime or threat, call, well, this is for Kansas, but I'm sure it's for anywhere, 1-800-KS-CRIME or your local law enforcement agency. For any information on Gracia. You can call 785-296-4017.
James Yablonsky, last seen Monday, June 12, 2023, Baraboo, Wisconsin. He's a white male, 13 years old, brown short hair, blue eyes, 5'11", 120 pounds. Anyone with information, contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office at 608-356-4895.
Chicago, Illinois, Brooke McCarty, 35 years old, missing since April 12, 2023. She's female, 5'3", 105 pounds, brown eyes, blonde hair, light complexion, white. Last contact, May 12, 2023. She was last seen on the 6200 block of West Belmont Avenue. Anyone with information, call Area 5 Detectives at 312-746-6554.
Lashecki Anquinette Hill, last seen Sunday, March 26, 2023, Racine, Wisconsin. She's a medium-complected black female, 45 years old. She has black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 168 pounds. She wears hoop earrings, and it looks like she's got one of those diamonds in her cheek. I forget what they call them things. Anyone with any information on her whereabouts, contact the Racine Police Department at 262-886-2300.
St. Paul Doe. In the summer of 2007, many areas of the United States were experiencing unusually dry weather conditions. St. Paul, Minnesota was no exception. The lack of rainfall in the Ramsey County region had caused the level of the Mississippi River to drop, and the river subsided. It revealed a horrific truth. On August 6, 2007, skeletonized human remains were discovered along the east bank of the river near Pig's Eye Lake Park. They included a partial skull and two ribs. A large bent metal stake was found near the skull. As law enforcement further processed the area, they located a skirt buried in the sand. The significance of these discoveries is unknown. Investigators were unable to identify the sex, age, or race, ethnicity of the remains. If you have any information of the case of St. Paul Doe, please contact the Namath Regional Program Specialist at 817-374-2765.
Simone Washington was last seen in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on April 14, 2023. Simone is an African-American female, 5'6". 115 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. It is not known what she was last seen wearing. In her picture, she does have her right nose nostril pierced. It is believed that she may still be in the local area. There is very little information available in Simone's case. She is 17 years old. Any leads or information should be directed to Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office at 1-414-278-4788.
Clifford Grass, missing from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, since April 21st, 2023. He was last known to be in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. He is described as having brown hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing gray sweater, gray shirt, blue pants. Oglala Sioux Tribe Department of Public Safety and BIOJS Missing and Murdered Unit are seeking information that may assist them with the ongoing search. Submit tips by texting 847-411. Agent's name is Tyler Littlefinger. Tyler is no phone number. I guess just submit tips by texting 847-411. Oh, there's a number.
Is that
833-560-2065.
Family and police searching for missing 12-year-old out of Atlanta, Georgia. Kamaya Smith. Atlanta police are desperately searching for a runaway 12-year-old girl who has been missing for weeks. Family members say that 12-year-old Kamaya Smith ran away from her home on the 500 block of Cleveland Avenue around 2 weeks ago. While the girl has talked with her family on social media, she has not returned home and her family hasn't been able to find her. Officials describe the missing girl as a black, medium-complected female, 5 foot tall, 115 pounds. If you have seen Kamaya or know where she is, call 911. Or the Atlanta Police Department Special Victims Unit at 404-546-4260.
There's a cold case. Kenaider Cifuentes Perez, missing from Jackson, Michigan when he was 16 years old. He'd be 21 now, missing since 2018. Few details are available in his case. Male, Hispanic, date of birth, February 15, 2012, 5'3", 130 pounds. He's an Hispanic male, black hair, brown eyes. Any information? Call the Jackson Police Department at 517-788-4100.
Missing child. Have you seen this child? Amber Wilkins, 17-year-old, medium-complected black female, black shoulder-length hair with braids, brown eyes, 5'1", 160 pounds. Her braids are long, black, and red. She's missing from the 200 block of Pauline Street, Memphis, Tennessee, since June 24, 2023. Victim left home on foot without permission and has not returned or been located. Victim's mother is concerned with possible gang involvement. Anyone with any information, contact Sergeant R. Stevens at the Memphis Police Department Missing Persons Bureau, 901-636-4479.
A statewide silver alert has been declared for Valerie Tyndall, a 17-year-old female, white female who was believed to be in extreme danger. She was last seen on Wednesday, June 7, 2023 at 12 o'clock p.m. in Arlington, Indiana, driving a green 2000 Honda Accord with Indiana license plate ZYK833. Valerie is 5'6" tall, weighs 162 pounds, has brown hair with hazel eyes, and was last seen wearing a light blue shirt, jean shorts, and sandals. If you have any information on Valerie's whereabouts, please contact the Rush County Sheriff's Department at 765-932-2931 or call 911 immediately.
Damn it, I lost my spot.
Way to go, Guppy. Want me to go again?
Yeah, because I got to get back to where I was.
Barbara Kakaris, missing from Chesterfield, Virginia. 14 years old, missing since June 8th, 2023. Female, she's a white Hispanic. Brown hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 115 pounds. She's last seen wearing eyeglasses, a black hoodie, gray shorts, and blue Crocs. Any information, call 911 or the Chesterfield County Police Department at 804-748-1251.
Okay, you got an Amber Alert out of Los Angeles. 16 hours ago, San Bernardino, Riverside, Orange, San Diego, Imperial Counties. A child abducted, taken, armed and dangerous. Name, Efrain Sanchez Jimenez, 25 years old, 5'8", 130 pounds, brown short hair, brown eyes, white tank top and silver shorts. Sabrina Sanchez, 31 years old, 5'2", 135 pounds, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, red and black dress, pink shorts, and black Puma shirt. Itzel Sanchez, 2 months old, brown hair, brown eyes, clothing unknown. They're traveling in a vehicle, 2007 Buick Lucerne Silver with Colorado plate AUI X94.
Chicago.
Any information, call 911 or the California Highway Patrol. And they, of course, they don't leave a number.
Of course not. Chicago, Illinois. Mia Zaragoza, 18 years old. Missing since June 9th, 2023. Female, 5'4", 120 pounds. Green eyes. Blonde, strawberry hair, light brown complexion, she's white. She was reported missing after she was last seen at her residence in the 1600 block of North Talman Ave on the June 3rd, 2023 at 10 p.m. Anyone with pertinent information regarding the above teen's missing person, please contact the CPD Area 5 Special Victims Detectives at 312-746-6554.
And that could be the last one.
All right. And again, I want to say, because it's summertime and there's a lot more activities, 4th of July is coming up. People are running around this place, that place. Make sure you take pictures of your kids the day you're doing whatever. Keep everything current.
Yes, definitely. Please, everybody, listen up and heed that warning. And that concludes our missing person show for tonight. We will not be on. Well, we can do it because 4th of July isn't until Tuesday if you want to do another show Monday.
Yeah, well, we'll plan on it, and I'll,
yeah, just
I'll
let,
let
me
you
know.
For sure.
Definitely, let
I
me know.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of activities are going on at the campground. It might be too noisy here. I don't know.
Right. Well, you decide. Let me know.
And they're threatening to kidnap me and get me to cut loose.
That could be a good thing.
Oh, I know. It's been a while. I did have two beers, though, when I went down for that gun raffle.
Oh, wow.
I know, but it was Miller Lite. Oh, yuck. So, all right.
But anywho,
again,
thank you for being with me tonight, as usual. And thank you all to all our listeners. Remember, if you know something, say something. If you have info on somebody missing or a runaway, you can always reach out to Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Ormsby, and we will see to it that the proper authorities get your info. With that being said, God bless America. God bless our children, our missing, our veterans, our military, first responders, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.